From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Bombings at two neighboring hotels in Jakarta, Indonesia, killed 8 people and injured at least 50 today. Reporter Trish Anderton in Jakarta describes what happened.
The bombs blew part of the facade off of the Ritz Hotel and broke a lot of glass, but don't appear to have been really large bombs. The president went on national television this afternoon and said that this appeared to be the work of terrorists, although he didn't identify any specific organizations, and he said that they would be hunted down and caught.
Reporter Trish Anderton in Jakarta. Some Indonesian officials say they believe the bombers may have been connected to the Islamist Jamaah Islamiyah terror network. Last night in New York City, President Obama spoke at the 100th anniversary dinner of the NAACP, the oldest and largest civil rights organization in the U.S. He exhorted black Americans to take responsibility for their own futures. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president credited the NAACP with his own success, and he focused on education, the issue he calls the single most important to the black community. The government can help, he said, but black parents have a responsibility to push their kids to set their sights higher.
They might think they've got a pretty good jump shot or a pretty good flow, but our kids can't all aspire to be LeBron or Lil Wayne. I want them aspiring to be scientists and engineers, doctors and teachers, not just ballers and rappers. I want them aspiring to be a Supreme Court justice. I want them aspiring to be the president of the United States of America.
This was Mr. Obama's first speech about race as president and his first to a predominantly black audience. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor appears headed for confirmation on her final day of testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, Republicans tried to pin down her views regarding abortion, gun rights, and same-sex marriage, but they also indicated her path was clear. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Judge Sonia Sotomayor repeatedly assured members of the Senate panel that as a judge, she follows the law and not political ideology in making her decisions. Texas Senator John Cornyn said he believes Sotomayor's judicial record shows she's in the mainstream, but still has concerns.
You appear to be a different person, almost, in your speeches and in some of the comments that you've made.
But GOP senators on the panel also indicated that they would not stop her nomination vote from moving forward. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Stock prices around the world hit a one-month high today. European shares have been gaining for a fifth straight day. This is NPR News. Laid-off workers at a car parts plant in France who had threatened to blow up their former workplace will receive tens of thousands of dollars in additional compensation. They'll also avoid arrest. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
The protest by workers at a parts supplier in central France is the latest example of violent measures French workers are resorting to resist job cuts amidst the country's worst recession in decades. While carmaker Renault initially rejected the workers' demands, it finally relented in overnight negotiations. The parts supplier blamed Renault and Peugeot Citroën for canceling contracts that represented the bulk of the company's sales. Each of the 53 workers losing their jobs will now be paid about $42,000 in compensation. While union leaders negotiated the payout at Renault's tightly guarded Paris headquarters, about 30 workers stayed behind to guard the 20 gas canisters linked by an electric cable on both sides of the factory. The explosion threat has prompted copycat actions at other plants. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Iranian security forces confronted a large crowd of opposition supporters in Tehran today after Friday prayers, but witnesses say there have not been clashes. Earlier at prayers, a top cleric called for a release of all detained protesters against the outcome of Iran's presidential election, and he called for journalistic freedom within the law. The election gave President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a second term. The main opposition candidate, Mir Hossein Mousavi, and others claim the election was rigged. Pope Benedict broke his wrist when he slipped and fell while on vacation in the Italian Alps today. But before being taken to a hospital for examination, he had breakfast and celebrated Mass. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.